In New York, OTBs are set up to fund government. A big chunk of the profits go to education and county coffers. Problem is, Suffolk's OTB is losing money. Profits have fallen precipitously over the last few years, and the OTB board recently filed for bankruptcy protection. According to the board president, Phil Nolan, the problem is skyrocketing fees racetracks have begun charging OTBs to take bets. He says the company that runs the Kentucky Derby called 10 days before the event and raised the statutory payments by 60%.
Churchill Downs has formed essentially a cartel with a whole bunch of other tracks, and they simply say, here are your new rights. Make it work. We don't care. And we capitulated because we had to.
Nolan says Suffolk's OTB took $2 million in bets that day, but broke even after paying the winnings and the fees. WSHU's calls and emails to Churchill Downs were not returned. County legislators responded with alarm that legalized gambling could lose money. They also worried that racetracks could take the OTB's other revenue generator, profits from the video lottery terminals. Nolan says that was a possibility. He ended by saying that he is attempting to band with other OTBs across the state to gain negotiating leverage. Charles Lane, WSHU News.